Country Bob FM.
Yeah, it's almanac time. Bob FM, this day in history, birthdays, the whole deal, wrapping it up here. Wednesday, November 14th, 318th day of the year, 47 days until the end of the year. Montage Madness has squeezed the almanac, the voluminous almanac here.
Yeah, we'll do our best. It's going to be a Reader's Digest version.
Never. 1732, on this date, the first professional librarian in North America was hired in Philadelphia. And this first librarian set up the tradition that eventually would be written into law and signed into law that every librarian would have to wear glasses with the chain and have their hair up in a bun.
Huh.
And the funny thing about that whole thing is our first librarian was a man.
Oh, a man, baby.
Louis Timothy had his hair in a bun
right,
because he was the first librarian in Philly, 1732.
And he was very good at going, shh.
And the stamp thing, you have to stamp.
Yeah, you have to stamp the books. Stamp the books with
18,
the return
date. 1889, New York World reporter Nellie Bly set out to surpass the fictitious journey of Jules Verne's Phileas Fogg. Going around the world in 80 days, guess what? She did it in 72 days and 6 hours, so it was possible.
Wow.
Nellie Bly. 1947, Raging Bull. You know him also as Jake LaMotta.
I do.
He was knocked out for the first time in his boxing career by Bill Fox. Now, this was the fight that apparently was fixed.
Oh, sure.
And he claimed that it was fixed. The mafia gave him money, so then he would fix the fight, and then he would eventually get a heavyweight championship match. And he did. And he became Raging Bull.
Right.
As you know. 1951, the first telecast of a world light title fight. Another boxing reference here.
Okay.
This was the first telecast of a world title fight coast to coast. Did you know that our 39th president was a boxer? It was Jimmy Carter defeating Art Aragon in Los Angeles, this date, 1951. So you can just imagine that.
He's wiry.
Jimmy Carter. In the corner to our right, hailing from Atlanta, Georgia, the president of pain, the ambassador of agony, the peanut pugilist, Jimmy Carter.
The peanut pugilist. I like that.
1960, hear this date.
Georgia.
Well, you know some of these boxers.
Right.
Was it the beginning? Was it Rocky IV when they announce Apollo Creed? He's going to take on Drago.
Right.
And they go, he goes through all of his nicknames, and Rocky goes, you got enough nicknames?
Song.
This song, number one.
And it's
this
a
this date, 1960, Ray Charles. Hobie Carmichael wrote it in the 30s.
Way to go, Ray.
And then Willie redid it
into
a big hit as well. That was in 1960.
10, 9, 8, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff. 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That would be Apollo 12 blasting off for the moon. I think that's the one where they played ping pong on the moon.
Okay.
Would be difficult, don't you think?
I think it would be very difficult.
Ping pong ball already is very light and airy. That would be hard to do.
Well,
1969. 1970, I got three words for you. We are Marshall.
Good evening. A charter jet carrying the Marshall University football team home to West Virginia crashed as it tried to land at the Huntington Airport.
So
all 75 persons aboard were killed. It was the worst plane crash in the United States this year.
That was 1970. The football team, Marshall University, the herd, wiped out. Their plane crashed in West Virginia, killing 75. They made the movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
Called We Are Marshall. That was 1970. Let's go to a 1972. You've heard of the company Nike?
I have.
Nike became Nike on this date. Just a little itty-bitty sporting goods apparel company called Blue Ribbon Sports became Nike on this date. And now they are worth billions.
Right.
And they are the reason why all these college football teams have 80 different uniform combinations and helmets.
Yep.
So the Dolphins win 19-14. Coach Shula being mobbed by media, by team, by coaches on the far side, and by fans as he becomes the all-time winningest coach in the history of the National Football League.
Don Shula won his 325th game. I think he surpassed George Halas on this date. I think that was the man he was chasing.
Yep,
that was at Philadelphia. Don Shula would rip and tear his ACL on that turf. Celebrating that bad turf at Philadelphia. It was just bad. Bad. 1998 this day.
The unlikely relationship between Carmen and Dennis looked to many like a three-ring circus act. The highlight of the show came in November 1999 when the dancer and her worm tied the knot in an impromptu ceremony at a walk-in wedding chapel in Vegas.
It's important for every dancer to have a worm, and Carmen Electra had her worm, but only for 9 days.
Yeah, they said it couldn't last.
They annulled it in 9 days.
That's probably wise.
2001.
Dear Mr. Potter, we are pleased to inform you that you have been accepted at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
In a few moments, you will pass through these doors and join your classmates.
Neil, you're a big Harry Potter fan?
Yeah, you know, some of it I liked.
They're
entertaining. I saw one of the movies, I think.
I think they did too many movies.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you really can't blame them. They just kept making money.
Yeah.
Billions and billions. Carl Sagan, billions and billions. 7.7 billion. To be exact, just the movies. That doesn't include the books and all the merchandising. That's just the movies, Neil.
That's amazing.
Moving on to birthdays now. We just heard the blast off of Apollo 12, the ill-fated Apollo 13, and a gentleman on it by the name of Fred Hayes. The astronaut Fred Hayes is 85. Fred Willie Mays Hayes. He's 85 today. Prince Charles is 70. He's doing his thing. He's waiting to become king. But his mom just will not die.
Right.
He's spring chicken.
No.
She's practically 100. Those royals live to be a long time. It's
got to
be the health care that they get. They get tremendous health care.
And it's low stress doing what they do. I mean, they don't really have to do anything.
They're not making laws or anything like that.
No, they really don't do anything.
They can ride in their carriages and drink their tea and eat their biscuits and whatever else
crumpets.
They do. So, happy birthday, Prince Charles. We've got Yanni, but it's not Yanni time yet. I don't want it to be Yanni time.
Oh.
Where is my...
Else? I had something else here. Oh, here it is.
It was out of order.
Condoleezza. Oh, there you go.
That's James J.Y. Young on the guitar. He plays guitar for the group Styx. He is just sawing on that guitar.
Yeah, he is.
It's Renegade. So J.Y. James Young, he's 70 today. He's the same age as Prince Charles. So we certainly wish him a happy birthday here on this date here today. Mm-hmm. Here's a voice for you. You may recognize this voice.
Hi, my name is Teddy Ruxpin. Can you and I be friends?
Yes.
I really enjoy talking to people.
Some people thought Teddy Ruxpin was really creepy.
You're right.
With the moving mouth and everything. The guy who did the voice of Teddy Ruxpin, and he did the voice of Piglet on Winnie the Pooh, Phil Barron, is 69 today. Happy birthday to him today.
Something's telling me it might be you. It's telling me it might be you.
Stephen Bishop. He wrote a lot of songs for movies, including this one for Tootsie. He is 67.
He had a number of hit songs.
He had that one.
Soft rock.
One might even call it yacht rock now.
Yes.
But It Might Be You. There was that other one where On and On. You remember that one? On and On. I'll throw my heart up and see where it lands.
Yeah.
Put on Sinatra and start to cry. So, Stephen Bishop, happy birthday to him. Condoleezza Rice is on our birthday list today, the former Secretary of State. Secretary Rice is 64. Yanni. So, Yanni has performed at the Acropolis. He's performed at the Taj Mahal. He's performed at the Kremlin. He's performed at the Great Sphinx. He never did perform at the Boar's Nest, though.
Hasn't really made it.
That list really isn't complete.
Right.
Yanni is 64. She was Pretty Woman's best friend.
Oh, yes.
In the movie Pretty Woman.
Do you think I look like Carol Channing? No, I love this look. It's very glamorous. Glamour choice.
That was actually the look that was in about 1989 or 90 for Streetwalkers. It was the Carol Channing look.
Yeah, yeah.
They were bringing in the most amount of money. So her name is Laura San Giacomo.
She was in Quigley Down Under, I remember that.
And Just Shoot Me, too. She was one of the main, kind of the sassy. Yes. She's 56 today.
Fine. Just go.
Don't get the big pot from the kitchen.
Oh, no, I don't want a mouse in my good pot.
Is it any worse than that chili you made?
Patrick Warburton, there he is from Rules of Engagement. He was Putty on Seinfeld, and he's done a number of other things. And he's the guy in the wheelchair, the voice, the former cop.
Yes.
On Family Guy. And he also was the voice for many years. I don't know if it was many years, but for several years, Smokey the Bear.
Right.
Patrick Warburton.
Very nice.
Is 54.
So who are you now? Oh, come on, Foxy. I'm the Riddler.
He's the Riddler. It's the last season of Gotham. We're getting ready to watch that. Corey Michael Smith, the Riddler, a.k.a. Ed Nygma. 32 today.
That's got to be good. I really wished I would have got that going.
Well, you can binge it. I mean, nowadays, if you miss it, just like Breaking Bad. We didn't watch that, and then we binged it last year. Yeah. It's in the era that we... And, you know, back in the day, you could still buy them on VHS.
Yes.
But now you can binge him online. It's really easy.
Gone but not forgotten, he was the father of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Leopold, 1719. The guy who gave us a steamboat. We learned about him in our history classes growing up. Robert Fulton, 1765. Claude Monet, you have any Monet works in your collection?
I sold them all.
You did? Well, then you're a wealthy man. Claude Monet, 1840. Our former First Lady of the day is Mamie Eisenhower, born on this day, 1896. And let's see, then we scroll down to controversial Republican senator. He was in search of
communists.
Joseph McCarthy, born on this day, 1908. Sherwood Schwartz gave us a lot of great TV programs.
Tiger the dog left one day with his trainer and got away for a moment, was killed by a car. Now the trainer, who was making a good living with Tiger, didn't want to tell us that Tiger was killed. So he got another dog that looked exactly like Tiger.
The behind-the-scenes story, we always want to know what happened to Tiger the dog. We didn't even know that the actual Tiger died and they replaced him. Little did Sherwood Schwartz even know. The guy who created the show. So the trainer pulled a fast one on him. And apparently this Tiger that he replaced him with wasn't very good.
Evidently not. Well, he gave us the Brady Bunch. One Emmy for writing on the Red Skelton Show, which was awesome. Gilligan's Island and others. Sherwood Schwartz, born on this day, 1916. Brian Keith, TV theme time. You got your Mr. French. You got your Buffy and Jody and Sissy. And Brian Keith as the patriarch on Family Affair.
He was kind of a big guy.
He was.
He was thick.
Yeah, he was born on this day, 1921. Former United Nations Secretary, we'd like to say his name, General Boutros Ghali. If your name is Boutros, it's so good you use it twice. 1922. He was Colonel Henry Blake on MASH.
Here's an oldie but a goodie. Half of the family dying, other half pregnant.
He was awesome.
Klinger, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Yes, sir. I don't deserve to be in the Army.
McLean Stevenson played Colonel Henry Blake. It was very emotional when they killed him off.
One of the most emotional scenes ever in television.
Yes.
Ever.
When Radar walked into the surgical hospital and announced it. McLean Stevenson, born on this day, 1927. They're all gone but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Eddie Raven, I Got Mexico, Alan Jackson, That'd Be All Right, or Hank Jr., Attitude Adjustment?
Let's go Eddie Raven today.
Eddie
I like
Raven,
that.
All right. We'll see you at the Richfield Legion today. All request lunch hour live, noon to 1.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.